is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
So they've been trying to tell us that President Trump was mentally unfit. He was unhinged. He was unstable. And so what did President Trump do today? Well, when the physician was giving him an exam, a physician who is in regular contact with President Trump, he said, please give me a cognitive exam. Give me a mental exam. The physician said, well, I see no need for that. I talk to you every day. You're clearly with it. You're fine. Trump said, no, no. I insist. Let me give the cognitive exam. He passes it with flying colors. I guess that whole narrative of Trump being mentally unstable was wrong and more fake news. Here is the physician talking about Trump's diagnosis today.
President's physical, and so I'll just read through this, and then after I'm done reading this, immediately after the brief, we'll make this available to everyone exactly as I've read it here, and then I'll take a few questions. So, start with, President Donald J. Trump has completed his first periodic physical examination as President of the United States. I performed and supervised the examination with appropriate specialty consultations and diagnostic testing. The exam was conducted January 12, 2018 at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The purpose of the exam was to provide the public with an update of the President's current health status and to ensure the President continues to enjoy all the benefits of good health. This examination focused on evidence-based health screening and disease prevention. With President Trump's consent, I released the following health information. Vitals as follows. Age 71 years and 7 months at the time of the exam, height 75 inches, weight 239 pounds, resting heart rate 68, blood pressure 122 over 74, pulse oximetry 99% on room air, temperature was 98.4. Physical examination by system to include any studies that were done by system. Eyes, the President's uncorrected visual acuity is 20/30 bilaterally with corrected visual acuity of 20/20 bilaterally. His visual fields were normal. Fundoscopic exam was normal bilaterally. His intraocular pressures were normal and no ocular pathology was discovered. Head, ears, nose, and throat, normal exam of the head, ears, nose, mouth, and throat. Dental exam, he has healthy teeth and gums. There are no other dental findings. Neck, normal thyroid exam, no noted lymphadenopathy. Auscultation of his carotid arteries were normal. Pulmonary exam, his lungs were clear to auscultation. A screening low-dose CT of the chest demonstrated no pulmonary pathology. Cardiac exam, heart exam was normal. Regular rhythm, no murmurs or other abnormal heart sounds were noted. His ECG, or commonly EKG, was normal sinus rhythm with a rate of 71, had a normal axis, and no other significant findings. He had a transthoracic echocardiogram done, which demonstrated normal left ventricular systolic function, an ejection fraction of 60 to 65%, normal left ventricular chamber size and wall thickness, no wall motion abnormalities. His right ventricle was normal. His atria were grossly normal, and all valves were normal. He had an exercise stress echocardiogram done, which demonstrated above average exercise capacity based on age and sex, and a normal heart rate, blood pressure, and cardiac output response to exercise. He had no evidence of ischemia, and his wall motion was normal in all images. Gastrointestinal exam. He had a normal exam, no masses, no hepatomegaly or splenomegaly. He had a normal optical colonoscopy done in June of 2013 that demonstrated no polyps or abnormal findings. And because of that, a repeat colonoscopy was not indicated at this time and will be deferred until his next periodic physical exam. Genitourinary exam was normal. Extremities and musculoskeletal, normal throughout. Full range of motion in all joints.
Okay, so that is the opening report from the physician that gave Trump his medical exam on the 12th. When we come back, we'll get the clip. An MSNBC host and reporter says, but isn't Trump mentally unstable? And you'll hear his response on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the War Room.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
This is the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. President Trump's medical exam has been completed. It was actually completed on the 12th. And the physician insisted that Trump did not need a mental exam. He did not need a cognitive exam because the physician deals with Trump every day, and obviously he is with it. He has his wits about him. But because of the fake news out there reporting that Trump is mentally unfit and unhinged and deranged and wanting to invoke the 25th Amendment, well, Trump insisted to the physician, give me the mental health exam, give me the cognitive health exam because I want to put this fake news behind me. So that went down, and MSNBC's White House correspondent Haley Jackson just had to know if Trump was mentally unfit. Here is that clip from today's press conference.
Thank you. Two questions for you. Number one, there have been some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, about the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a staple genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
Absolutely. So many of you may have picked up on the fact that we did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. And initially, I had no intention of including a cognitive assessment in this exam because, to be honest with you, per all the guidelines that are out there, it's not indicated at this time. A lot of the guidelines would suggest that you do cognitive
screening questions.
You're all fake
news. MSNBC, CNN, he's mentally unfit. Haley Jackson, you're all fake news. You're disgusting, treasonous people.
Whatsoever doing that, like I said, because I didn't feel it was clinically indicated. And part of the reason I didn't think it was clinically indicated is because I've spent almost every day in the president's presence since last year when he got into office. And I've seen him every day. I see him sometimes three times a day because of the location of my office. We have conversations about many things. Most don't revolve around medical issues at all. But I've got to know him pretty well. And I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive ability or his neurological function. So I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one.
Psychiatrist, who was a fake psychiatrist, Bandy Lee, I guess she's a complete nincompoop.
He said, is there something we can do, a test or some type of screen that we can do to assess my cognitive ability? And so I looked into it. And once again, and my initial question was that I didn't think it was indicated and I didn't think we should do it. After looking at some of the guidelines, there are a few guidelines out there that lean in the direction of potentially doing it. The Medicare guidelines and some of the NIH, National Institute of Aging, they've indicated that it might be a good thing to start doing for most patients in the future. With that in mind, I went through and I looked at a variety of the cognitive assessments that were available. Most of them were very simple, very short, and I think that's the goal, actually, for primary care providers in doing this, is to keep it simple, keep it short. We picked one of the ones that was a little bit more involved. It was longer. It was the more difficult one of all of them. It took significantly longer to complete, but the president did exceedingly well on it. So that was not driven at all by any clinical concerns I have. It was driven by the president's wishes, and he did well on it.
So to follow up, the president's personal doctor memorably said during the campaign that he would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Do you agree with that assessment?
I'm not going to comment on that. My job is to basically...
So do you see here, pause right there real quick. So MSNBC's Haley Jackson gets completely embarrassed. All of the phonies, all of the frauds, in the fake news media that tried to tell us that Trump was unfit are now completely embarrassed. Will they retract all the reports? Will Bandy Lee from Yale retract her statements? Will she apologize to President Trump? When will all the people in the fake news media admit that they lied to us or that they were wrong? Will they retract their statements? Somehow, I doubt it. But see, there's the MSNBC White House correspondent Haley Jackson. She has egg all over her face. Well, President Trump said he was a stable genius, but he's obviously mentally unfit, right? Please, please, confirm our beliefs that Trump will be removed with the 25th Amendment. Please, confirm our beliefs that Trump is mentally unfit. We need this. We're sick, doctor. We're mentally unfit. We're mentally unhinged. We need this. We're delusional. Please tell us it's Trump. No, actually, I deal with Trump every day. I didn't think he needed the cognitive exam, and then he insisted we did it, so I went ahead and did it. It turns out he checks out at every level. And so then MSNBC's Haley Jackson is like, well, wait a second, though. But he said he'd be the healthiest ever. He said he was the healthiest president ever. He lied about that, right? Tell us he lied about that. Well, I'm just not going to comment on that. I actually haven't given an exam to every president in the history of the United States, so I just can't really comment on that. So this is another example. Oh, my. I mean, look at this. You've got MSNBC probably pushing the fake news harder than anyone that President Trump was mentally unfit, trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. That's MSNBC. They just got totally embarrassed on national television. They just got stood up against. They just ran right into a wall. They're done. MSNBC, you're a joke. You're fake news. You're an embarrassment. Haley Jackson, you're a joke. But how about, just to get off this for a second, how about CNN? Do you realize that CNN said crap hole, not the terrestrial radio friendly version, 200 times on air? CNN said crap hole. There's the story. CNN leaps into the toilet. Network aired 195 uses of crap hole on Friday alone. So CNN gets fake news from Dickie Durbin. Then they go on air and say the word 195 times that they're excoriating Trump for using. And then it turns out Trump never even said it. What's the girl's name? I already forgot her name. She was doing the press conference today. She went under oath. Nielsen, thank you. Nielsen goes under oath and says Trump never said it. So Trump never even said it. And then CNN declares themselves proud crap holers. You cannot make this stuff up. The fake news is collapsing all over itself. CNN says crap hole 200 times, declares themselves proud crap holders. Crap holders in response to Trump. Trump never even said it. MSNBC says Trump is mentally unfit. They asked Trump's physician, is he mentally unfit? Trump's physician says, no. I saw no reason to even give him the test, but because you guys are so fake, he wanted to prove you wrong and insisted on the test and then passed it with flying colors. Now let's see what his response is to Haley Jackson trying to get Trump on something else. But Trump said he was going to be the most healthiest of all time. I'm Haley Jackson, I'm MSNBC, and my ratings are collapsing, and everything we've said about President Trump is wrong, but please, just tell me that he's not the healthiest ever, please.
Elected to the presidency. Do you agree with that assessment?
I'm not going to comment on that. My job is to basically give you my assessment of President Trump today, and I'm not going to make any comparisons with presidents over the last 200 years or anything.
Dr. Jackson. Yes, there was an incident recently where the president appeared to slur his words while giving an address. Did you look into what the cause of that might have been at all?
I did. Yeah, we talked about that.
Hold on. So Donald Trump goes live for like hours every day, does multiple press conferences. I mean, that's like taking a segment here and I slur my words on air and then saying, oh my gosh, Schroyer slurred his words. Is he getting out of control? Or Alex Jones does 4 hours of live radio and makes one slip up and then they say, ooh, Alex Jones said the wrong word. Is he mentally unfit? I mean, it's ridiculous. President Trump does multiple press conferences. He invites the media into his meetings inside the White House. He conducts the meetings with all of the hateful media right there in front of him. I mean, it's just like the racist thing. He's got 20 African Americans smiling and he's racist. Oh.
The market's at 26,000.
Oh, the stock market is 26,000.
You just keep playing that where he's obviously, well, hey, if he is a retard, that's what we need to make the country do well.
Well, if he's a
globalist, a retard did better.
You say if he's a retard, what does that make Obama? A retard's uncle? Excuse me. I'm sorry. We're making inappropriate jokes now. It's just such a joke. I mean, literally, everything that they say about President Trump turns out to be the complete opposite. And yet they continue to do it. So I guess they're just gonna commit suicide. I guess if you're MSNBC and CNN, you're gonna commit political news suicide by continuing to report fake news until no one out there believes you. Even the dumbest of the dumb people that have zero IQ that still think Trump is a racist will eventually get it. That's what they don't get. They really think they're in control of your brain. They really think they're in control of your thought process. President Trump slurred his words. I don't care that you just said he was mentally fit. I don't care if you did a cognitive exam. We heard him slur his words. Yeah, the president goes live for multiple hours a day, does multiple press conferences. He's under a lot of pressure. If he slurs a word, that's kind of a regular thing. How dare you? I'm MSNBC. I said he was mentally unfit. This is unheard of.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars.com/show.
You know, for me, I get to wake up every day and essentially put in the proverbial popcorn and get ready for the show. That's pretty much what I'm doing. A smile on my face, stuffing my face with popcorn as I watch Trump continue to trounce the fake news. I mean, it's entertaining for me. It's honestly waking up to a new reality show every day. How will Trump embarrass the fake news today? How will Trump prove the fake news wrong today? Trump will collapse the stock market. Dow hits 26,000 today. Trump's a racist. President Trump honors Martin Luther King with a great moment, and then he also has black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment at all-time lows since we started measuring it. Right, right. Trump's a xenophobe. He's married multiple immigrants. I mean, it's just like hilarious. So that's how I feel every day. I wake up like a kid in a candy shop, shoving popcorn into my mouth, watching the reality show of President Trump just destroy the fake news media. But imagine if you're on the other side of the perspective. Let's pretend today that you're Haley Jackson from MSNBC, but it could be anyone in the liberal press. Jim Acosta. You could be Jim Acosta. And you wake up today, and for the last year and a half, you have been waking up every day with intense hatred and rage, and you're ready finally for President Trump to go down. You thought it would be the Russia investigation? No. No. You thought it would be the Me Too movement? No. No. You thought every day you woke up and you thought you had it. Every day you wake up and you think you've got what's going to bring down Trump. Every day you wake up and you're Haley Jackson, and today's the day. You're going to the White House. There's going to be a press briefing. The Rear Admiral Jackson is going to come out and tell us that President Trump is unfit. He finally did the tests. Today's the press conference. And Haley Jackson, she's all excited. She's all ready. She puts on her makeup. Hoo-hoo! Finally gonna happen! We're finally gonna be proven right! And Jim Acosta flaps his butterfly wings into the press oval office, and Jim Acosta butters up his face. He says, finally, today's the day. Trump's the one mentally unfit. Trump's the one that's an idiot. It's not me. It's not Jim Acosta. Finally, the day is here. Rear Admiral Jackson is going to tell us that Trump is unfit. Oh, yes, MSNBC, CNN, finally, in all of their hatred and all of their rage and all of their fake news, they think today's finally the day. And then Rear Admiral Jackson comes out and says all the positive news about President Trump, says that the Trump genes are incredible, say he's in excellent health. And then the failing fake news White House correspondent Haley Jackson says, but wait. What about Trump's mental health? And that was the moment. All of them on their edge of the seats. There's two outs in the bottom of the ninth and the ball is heading deep. And they think they got it. Oh, it's going to be a home run. Finally. And it's just an innocent pop fly. And the outfielder catches it. And it's game over. And what will they do now? What will the fake news do now that they can't say Trump is mentally unfit? In fact, while I'm sitting here babbling on, guys, let's go back. Can we go back to the point in that clip where the doctor answers Haley Jackson's question? Let me know when we have that clip ready. What are they going to do next? So now in California, here. So last week, or earlier this week, PJ Media publishes What's the Matter with California? It points out how 1 in 5 residents in California is poor. It's declining. They're at a deficit spending number right now of upwards of $60 billion annually. This is the Democrat-run state of California. California hospitals face a war zone because of all the flu patients. So now they have to set up tents outside of the hospitals to help these people. That's what you get in the welfare state. You've got trailers now, temporary trailers set up for homeless people in downtown LA. Because you've got too much homeless people in the Democrat-run city of Los Angeles. You've got Department of Homeland Security reports 73% of terrorism offenders are foreign-born. And what state has more DACA recipients than any other state? California. So now, California You have New California declares independence from state, blames high taxes and poor services. There you go. Basically, all of the liberal areas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and everything in between, that is the old California that has driven the rest of California into debt, caused them high taxes and poor services. So the rest of California wants to break away from essentially communist California. That's just the dregs of California now. And that's what happened. So now, see, we take all of these refugees from all of these other countries around the world. Yeah, there's a press conference. We'll get back to that in a second. So we'll get more into that later. But the point is, California, led by Democrats, totally failing. And it's an example of how Democrat policies, liberal policies, welfare policies, social welfare policies, DACA policies, open border policies totally fails. But we can get back to that. Here is Haley Jackson, the fake news White House correspondent for MSNBC, asking Rear Admiral Jackson about President Trump's mental health.
Been some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, but the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a staple genius.
He pushed back. How dare he push back? See, that's MSNBC. How dare he push back against us reporting on him?
Picked up on the fact that we did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. And initially, you know, I had no intention of including a cognitive assessment in this exam because, to be honest with you, per all the guidelines that are out there, it's not indicated at this time. A lot of the guidelines would suggest that you do cognitive screening questions, and that if you have a positive or concerning answer in the screening questions, that then you engage with a cognitive screening tool. So I had no intentions whatsoever doing that, like I said, because I didn't feel it was clinically indicated. And part of the reason I didn't think it was clinically indicated is because I've spent almost every day in the president's presence since last year, when he got into office. And I've seen him every day. I see him sometimes three times a day because of the location of my office. We have conversations about many things. Most don't revolve around medical issues at all. But I've got to know him pretty well. And I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive ability or his neurological function. So I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The reason that we did the cognitive assessment is plain and simple because the president asked me to do it. He came to me and he said, is there something we can do, a test or something?
That was the moment right there where all of the fake news hearts failed. Their hearts broke right then and there.
And once again, and my initial question was that I didn't think it was indicated and I didn't think we should do it. After looking at some of the guidelines.
Oh, their hearts are breaking. Oh, CNN's heart, it's breaking.
The direction of potentially doing it, you know, the...
MSNBC's heart is...
The NIH, National Institute of Aging, they've indicated that it might be a good thing to start doing for most patients.
Okay, all right. So there you go. So President Trump volunteers for the cognitive exam and then passes it with flying colors. You know, it's funny, though. You know, they never talked about wanting to do a cognitive exam for President Obama. You realize that President Obama forgot his own wife's name multiple times? You guys remember that? President Trump referred to his own wife, Michelle, as Michael multiple times. You guys remember that? So why wouldn't they give President Obama a cognitive exam because he forgot his own wife's name, Michelle? President Obama called his own wife, Michael, multiple times. Maybe it was him that was physically unfit. Or maybe Michelle was the mistake. All right, so we get off that bandwagon. On the other side, we're going to be joined in studio by Lincoln DeMonico and Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical and PiePittersUnion.com. We're going to talk about Antifa violence. They're getting completely unhinged, just like the fake news. That's on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome.
What's going on,
not
fellas?
All probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My guests are Lincoln DeMonaco from PipeHittersUnion.com, Kit Cope from SpikesTactical.com, and you will recognize our very own Q here sitting in the studio with me, and we're going to be talking about the Antifa violence that's been going on recently, or really the mindset of the average Antifa member where they get out there and they've got their guns and they want to point their guns around, they want to cover their faces, they want to act all tough. Here's the video that I shot in Austin, Texas, where a bunch of Antifa guys are pointing guns in my direction, blocking me from going to a rally. And in this video, the guy is trying to, I guess he's trying to make fun of me. He's like, oh, are you scared? He's like, what, are you scared? And my response is, well, you're pointing a gun at me. I mean, it's kind of a natural response. I mean, aren't you trying to intimidate me here with that gun? So it's pretty incredible stuff. So I want to hear from my guests, though, today. You know, this is actually a common occurrence. This wasn't a one-time event. You know, there's a lot of videos. It's not just me that has to deal with these violent people in the streets. But when you're watching this stuff from an outsider perspective, I mean, what are you thinking about these individuals? You know, what do you think about an individual who goes out there with a mask and tries to bully and intimidate you out of your free speech with a gun? I mean, what is your first thought about that individual?
Well, first of all, that the anonymity. They're basically, they're a bunch of keyboard warriors that have gotten enough gumption to actually go out there and do something in person, but they don't want to give up that anonymity. They still want to hide behind something. They don't want you to know who they are. So there you go with the balaclavas and the bandanas and everything. And it's just that type of person that wants to, they want to bully, they want to push you around with their words. As soon as anything gets close to physical, which they're propagating a physical altercation, you know, they're basically trying to tell you, hey, if you, you know, do something that we don't like, or if you just continue to move forward to join the rally, you know, we're going to go ahead and get physical with you, but it'll never get to that point, because as soon as you start or initiate any kind of physical confrontation, that's the guy that's going to run home, back home to mommy and call the lawyer and that kind of thing.
It's basically the definition of terrorism. You know what I mean? Like they're just stepping out of their comfort zone to do whatever they can to make you uncomfortable, to create a society where people normally feel afraid to go to a rally, to go do, they want to talk about free speech and all these different rights, yet it's only on their point. It's not right. Our ability to do the same thing. And this is the same kind of cowardice of old school Ku Klux Klan, you know? Right. Yeah. Like, oh, we'll go grab one of these boys and lynch them up.
Yeah. They put masks on too,
but you won't do it as a man. You won't come stand face to face with me and take away whatever you think you can. You come in a mob. You come with your face covered in the darkness. You're a coward.
So. You never see an Antifa member, one Antifa member did this or that. It's always a mob.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but that's another thing, too. I mean, I don't think they'd show up if they didn't believe that they had strength in numbers. I don't think they'd show up, you know, as an individual for a cause or for a purpose. They only show up when they know that there's going to be numbers. I mean, this is a perfect example where on this day in particular, I showed up alone. I wasn't expecting to go there. I showed up alone. I heard about the rally, and I was like, okay, I want to be there. I believe in this cause. I showed up alone. They think they can bully me. And it's just – now, this – another example that we can talk about here, and you know, I'm not against the Austin Police Department. I actually am friends with a lot of them. I think the Austin Police Department is great. But on this day, there was a strict double standard that was exhibited here where these Antifa members have their faces covered. They block my right to free speech. They point their rifles at me. None of them got arrested for that. There was another guy who was a conservative out there who was with us who had a handgun. And there was a moment where some of these Antifa guys started to get a little violent. They started pepper spraying and pushing people around. And he grabbed his handgun and he got arrested. So, I mean, how does it that Antifa gets to operate without getting arrested when they have their faces covered and a gun pointed at people? But as soon as a conservative touches a gun, he gets arrested.
And I think it plays in perfectly with the background of that video. You saw one of the cowards was waving an anarchy flag, which is hilarious. So, you want no government, you want no rule, you want no help from the police.
But then as soon as you're feeling threatened.
Exactly. But as soon as one man steps up to 40 with weapons, all of a sudden it's like, oh, cops, please help me, save me.
The conservative's out of control.
Yeah, right. The little skinny white guy who has a microphone is yelling at me and I don't like it. And even though I have a loaded rifle, someone please come fix this for me. Like,
mind you, I'm advocating for anarchy, yet organizing in a group.
Right. My right to free speech says this, but your right to anarchy means there is no right to free speech. It means do whatever you want as long as you're big enough to back it up.
Let's hear from Lincoln DeMonico of PipeHittersUnion.com.
Lincoln Osiris.
Lincoln Osiris. He's out there waiting. What do you think would happen if I decided to pop one of those Antifa guys in the face? What do you think the first thing they would do would be?
Unfortunately, I think you'd be arrested.
Do you think they would call for that too? Officer! Officer! He punched me!
I think that's just the way things are turning. I hate to say it, and it's very unfortunate, but I think that's what would happen. I look at this entire situation and it disgusts me. I would immediately feel threatened the moment I walk up into a public place and there are these guys that are specifically trying to intimidate your movement, your speech, just your presence. And they're doing it with guns.
Yeah, they called me out by name.
Behind these balaclavas. And I think it's ridiculous. I would feel threatened at that point. The moment, and I hate to say this, but, and it's probably better that I don't go to places like this, but the moment somebody actually raised their gun at me, now that's a threat of my life. I would probably step it up a notch there. We'll leave it at that. But, and honestly, I look at these Antifa guys and I don't think they're going to show up even then. So I think when things were to pop off, they would scatter like roaches when the lights come on.
Yeah, as soon as somebody actually, let's say, fired a gun, I mean, hopefully it never comes to that. That's not what we're wishing. But yeah, that would probably be the moment where they break ranks, if you will, and, you know, start climbing into dumpsters or whatever it is they belong. But it's just amazing to me, you know, what, I'm just trying to think of the mental capacity of an individual like this. I mean, they really must not have any life, any future. I mean, I remember when I behaved like a punk, you know, I was a teenager. I was a teenage punk, you know, that's, maybe you expect that from a teenager.
And you grow
punk
out of it.
Yeah, but you would think that. But some of these guys are grown men and they come out here but in are chicken they? Costumes.
But are
word,
they grown
use
men?
The word men. And that's what yeah. we were talking about earlier is you're using the word men, but they're not men. We've mm-hmm. become a society where men are not the norm anymore. You know, you grew up in a rough neighborhood. You grew up where your parents worked, your grandparents worked. And to the day that your grandfather died, he had calluses on his hands because right. that's who he was. Because he had a right and a responsibility. He took the responsibility to create a family. And then from then on, he provided for that family
maybe
forever.
Built the house that they lived
right. Absolutely.
Right.
Everything. Absolutely. You know, you didn't take your car to have the oil change. You didn't do this kind of stuff. Like he did all that stuff. He mowed his own grass. When the lawnmower broke down, he fixed it. And we don't live in that society anymore. We live in, you know, this guy's got a basement. He sits behind a computer. He watches a bunch of YouTube videos. He learns to quote code. And one of the things that makes me more furious than anything is, well, code such and such says such and such and that I'm a sovereign citizen and I don't need to do whatever. Like it's completely irrelevant. You're acting like.
They're grown toddlers. They're adult toddlers.
Right. I think that's what you were about to say, Lincoln.
That is exactly what yeah. I was about to say. Probably in almost those exact words. They're children.
It's arrest and
development. Men's bodies.
Yeah. They haven't reached a maturity level. And again, it really just comes with experience. I mean, I wish that I could actually talk to these guys and say, hey, you know, when was the last time you had a job? I mean, right. have you ever worked a 50-hour week? Have you ever had to have hard labor? I mean, have you ever even lost someone? Like even losing a loved one you think could make you grow up a little bit and think about the way you behave. You know, maybe your grandma or grandpa is sitting down there looking down on you. But I don't know. None of this seems to be registering with them. And they keep seeming to get more out of control. We're going to keep you guys around for another segment. We do have the Women's March coming up this weekend. InfoWars is going to have exclusive coverage of that in multiple areas. I'll just leave it at that for now. We won't tease you too much, but we're going to have multiple women's marches covered at InfoWars.com/show and the Real Alex Jones channel. We'll be right back with more.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. We are joined by Lincoln Osiris of PipeHittersUnion.com, Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical, and you probably recognize Q to my left. He's with us on a lot of videos. And you guys put together this photo here. This is a pretty cool photo. It shows some of your guys here from the Pipe Hitters Union facing off against the masked members of Antifa, the radical left terrorist. This is a pretty cool picture. Tell us about this picture. What motivated this?
So, we just wanted to put together an ad that spoke to the people that agree with our viewpoint. Because those people, the people, that are against the whole violent Antifa movement, and that's to say that we're against the violent Antifa movement, not against anti-fascism. Of course we're against fascism.
Not against free speech.
Yeah, we're against fascism and racism and all of the other things that are anti-American. We're
just like everyone is, they just have to make it a debate even though it shouldn't be.
Exactly. And so really the ad just initiates a discussion and it basically prompts all of the people with our beliefs to actually speak out because we were raised polite. We were raised to be nice to people, and so you see all the crybabies whining and throwing bottles and causing all the, you know, property destruction and everything. And then the other side, just they're quiet. We'll take care of ourselves, you know, as long as they're not affecting me, we'll pipe down. But that's not working, and we kind of need to initiate that discussion.
A little pushback.
Exactly. And so this, the picture, has prompted the far left media to call us Nazis and
it was just a reminder to the average everyday person that some people are not just going to stand by and allow bullies to terrorize people. There are people here that have signed an oath of enlistment that have whether they're, you know, police officers that wear a badge every single day or service members or whatever, we've all signed up and done certain things. And it's kind of who we are. We're protectors. So it's not calling for violence. By no means are we saying like, hey, let's go out here and start this war. What we're saying is if you bring the war, understand that people like us will not sit back and allow it to go down. So not today, Antifa. It's a play off the not today, ISIS. All of these people that have ill will against, you know, Western society, don't plan on coming here and disrupting our way of life, you know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Do whatever it is that makes you happy as long as you don't infringe on my right of being happy. When you do start pushing on someone and you start trying to hurt someone, causing violence and doing all these other things, understand that there are rough men in this country that look forward to the opportunity to defend those who cannot do it for themselves. Well,
pipe hitters.
And they show up in Austin, Texas, too. I mean, they show up in full force, and they're peaceful. But like you said, they are letting you know that they have a message, too, that's we stand up to bullies. And I think, you know, Lincoln was explaining, too, that this picture fully triggered Antifa. I mean, they took this personally. They couldn't believe. I mean, how dare you put that out there? I mean, what were they saying?
It went absolutely wild. A hack of a journalist from Newsweek, Michael Hayden, decided to run an article that painted us as full-blown Nazis. He actually stated in this article that he stated in this article that we were encouraging violence against left-leaning protesters. And that's not what we're doing at all. But his article also said that, you know, we're getting ready to, you know, gun down a bunch of unarmed, you know, protesters and whatnot. And, you know, and he also painted this picture. If you're not pro Antifa, well, then you must be a Nazi, which isn't the case at all.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I just get really fired up when somebody calls me a Nazi. And I've said this quite a few times at this point, but both of my grandfathers served during World War II. My father and both of my uncles served during Vietnam. And I've been to some of the most dangerous kinetic places on the face of this planet in support of our country and the global war on terrorism. My wife, my two children are both Jewish. My wife's entire side of the family, Jewish. So for someone to call me a Nazi, it's not only is it ridiculous, but it's extremely offensive. At this point, I have invited this journalist. Hey, you know, give me a call. Like it wasn't difficult to find me. Call me. I will put you on a plane to Austin, Texas. I'll let you spend a day or two with us, with the guys at Pipe Hitters Union, and we'll see if we can send you home with a different opinion. But I know that won't be the case. It's not going to be the case. He didn't want to hear what we had to say. He wouldn't have cared what we had to say. He had an agenda. He had a narrative to push. And if he actually heard what we had to say, well, it wouldn't fit. And that leads me to Vice. Why don't you take it from here, Kit?
So that what he's talking about, the Vice article. So Vice also, they reached out to us. Now the Newsweek guy reached out to us.
So they at least asked for your opinion. They gave you a chance to speak for yourself.
Yeah. The Newsweek guy reached out to us as well. At 6:30 PM after the close of business, he left a message on our machine at work. And then went ahead and ran the article at 8 PM 2 hours later.
So they gave you a nice hour.
After business.
Let me just tell you, that's not how it works. They already had that story ready to go.
Absolutely.
You don't publish something at the flick of a finger. You publish something with like an hour or two's notice.
Exactly.
So they weren't planning on putting you in there.
So then Vice called up and they sent us four questions. We answered those four questions. They didn't get what they were looking for in those answers. So they sent us two more questions. One of those questions was a straight pointed question. Are you Nazis? Do you support white supremacy? To which we...
How intellectual.
To which we, of course, answered, absolutely not. We are completely against all of that. And they went ahead and they... Oh, so actually, so they went ahead and they printed the article. They posed the question, are you Nazis, in the article, but left out the answer that we gave them. They just kind of left it hanging there. And then at the end of the article, they posted a picture of a stripped lower receiver. Now this is a lower receiver. It's on every AR-15 ever made. And they said, that we trolled the media in our Facebook by posting this photo of this bump stock, just like the one used by the dude in Las Vegas
completely
to mow down
insane.
All those people.
Yeah, so they don't even know anything about weapons.
Exactly. No. Exactly. So they were just trying to demonize us and link us somehow to this mass murder.
So they did the typical Megyn Kelly, ask the question, wait for the answer, never post the answer. She did it to you. I was standing right there when she did it. She did it to Alex.
She did even worse to Alex. I mean, she left me out, but she manipulated the whole thing.
Right.
But it's just amazing to me. It's like the one, I think it was CNN or the Washington Post puts out a tweet. It's like possible modifications to a assault rifle. And they put a chainsaw on the end of it.
That one.
Like, what is this? A chainsaw? How are you going to aim a rifle with a 10 to 20 pound chainsaw on the end of it? It's like the ignorance it just baffles me.
That's movie stuff.
Let me just get to this stuff real quick. I lost my clock here. There we go. All right. We got a couple more minutes. Let's just kind of talk about this stuff. Look at this story from Campus Reform. But this is why we deal with this. Professor says, valuing emotion as knowledge fights white identity. Now, forget about the white racism here. I don't even want to talk about that. Hope Kitts, an assistant professor at the University of New Mexico, argues in a recent academic journal article that valuing emotion as knowledge is a good strategy for deconstructing hegemonic white identity in the classroom. Now, so obviously this is racist against white people, but the overarching issue here is that this is what they want to do. They want to make emotion more important than knowledge. They want to actually replace facts with feelings.
Yeah, let's throw logic and reason right out the window.
Exactly.
That sounds like a great idea. Hey, Kit, tell me how you feel about that.
Right.
I feel like the sky is green. Okay.
It totally is then.
Let's run with it.
If that's what you need, buddy.
Yeah.
Today, the sky is green.
Perception is reality.
That's right. Yeah.
And I identify with a unicorn born into this awesome, manly body that I have.
I feel like you're a Nazi. I really feel like you're a Nazi.
But if you think about it, think about how the way that language has kind of edged that way. We don't say, I think, I believe. No, it's now, I feel.
Right.
And that's been going on for a little while, and it's just really kind of flooding in that direction.
Well, and it's a double-sided attack, because they come at you from the one side where they try to trigger your emotions and say things like Nazis and white supremacy. So they want to trigger your emotions. And then once they get the emotions triggered, they want you to just follow down that path they've paved instead of stopping for a second and saying, wait a second, is this factually correct? Do I know what I'm talking about? Do I have the information here? No, doesn't matter, because I feel this way.
Yeah. First, you have to apologize before you can join the fight with them. You have to apologize for being white, for being American.
Well,
for being a patriot.
I got to apologize for Lincoln, for Kit, and for Q here for this segment of white males talking about, you know, going against the fascist Antifa. I'm sorry, guys. We didn't mean to do it.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years, because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
CNN leaps into the toilet. Hey, guys, I think CNN's declaring their porcelain privilege. CNN declares their porcelain privilege today. CNN leaps into the toilet. Network airs nearly 200 uses. They're saying it's 195 uses of crap hole on Friday. And the irony of that is, this was a response to Donald Trump allegedly using the phrase crap hole when referring to other nations. Turns out he never did. It was fake news. So CNN calls themselves proud crap holers over fake news and declares their porcelain privilege. That is just classic. Of course, that goes along with the narrative of 2017. 90% of the news coverage on Donald Trump was negative. 90% of the news coverage on Donald Trump was president. And if you're giving President Trump fair coverage, 90% of the coverage would be positive, about 10% negative. I would say that's probably around my numbers. I would say I'm about 90% positive Trump, about 10% negative. That's fair coverage. They go 90% negative because they're treasonous and hate America. But just like the fake news tried to tell you, President Trump is mentally unfit. They had their moment in the sun today. They were finally about to hear from the doctor. Finally, the physician was about to confirm all of their fake news reports that they made up that President Trump was unfit. Here was the moment of truth for Haley Jackson at MSNBC.
There have been some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, about the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a staple genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
Absolutely. So, many of you may have picked up on the fact that we did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. And initially, I had no intention of including a cognitive assessment in this exam because, to be honest with you, per all the guidelines that are out there, it's not indicated at this time. A lot of the guidelines would suggest that you do cognitive screening questions, and that if you have a positive or concerning answer in the screening questions, that then you engage with a cognitive screening tool. So I had no intentions whatsoever doing that, like I said, because I didn't feel it was clinically indicated. And part of the reason I didn't think it was clinically indicated is because I've spent almost every day in the president's presence since last year, when he got into office. And I've seen him every day. I see him sometimes three times a day because of the location of my office. We have conversations about many things. Most don't revolve around medical issues at all. But I've got to know him pretty well. And I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive ability or his neurological function. So I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The reason that we did the cognitive assessment is plain and simple because the president asked me to do it. He came to me and he said, is there something we can do, a test or some type of screen that we can do to assess my cognitive ability? And so I looked into it. And once again, and my initial question was that I didn't think it was indicated and I didn't think we should do it. After looking at some of the guidelines, there are a few guidelines out there that lean in the direction of potentially doing it. The Medicare guidelines and some of the NIH.
Haley Jackson wasn't the only one in there today. Jim Acosta peppered him and a couple other people were peppering the good doctor today, Rear Admiral Jackson, on his diagnosis, if you will, of President Trump. And of course, he says nothing but positive things. Nothing but positive things about his mental health. Nothing but positive things about his physical health. Nothing but positive things about his genes. He says Trump has strong genes. So it's just all positive. And then there's the wimpy Jim Acosta. There is the self-aggrandizing Haley Jackson at MSNBC. Oh, I'll get him today. I know what I'm going to do. I'm a genius. I'm Haley Jackson from MSNBC, and I'm a genius. I'm going to ask the doctor about Trump's mental health. Ha ha! I'll get the news story. He's mentally unfit. I know I'll get it.
And then she asks the doctor, and the good doctor says, yep, mentally, checks out, great health. Ooh, ouch. Are you going to retract all those news reports, CNN and MSNBC? I bet you they don't retract one. In fact, I bet you they hop right back on the 25th Amendment by the end of the week. Roger Stone joins us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone with my co-host, Owen Schroyer, and you're in the War Room. Broadcasting today from our New York Bureau. Well, the news is in on the president's physical, and I'm sure that there are libtards gnashing their teeth across the country, particularly over at CNN. The president is in extraordinary health, and his doctors gave him a great prognosis for the future. They did say in their statement that he needs to lose between 10 and 15 pounds. But given the hard and long hours that he puts in, given his notable lack of exercise, they racked up his fine health to good genes. And then came, as Owen just outlined for you, the cropper, an assessment of the president's mental health. He has no signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. He's in fine mental and physical condition. All set for a re-election run in 2020. Owen?
Well, it's just a beautiful thing to me, Roger, because I'm sitting here, and you can recall this too. I'm going back to the Obama years, specifically when Jay Carney was the press secretary. And I remember Jay Carney was basically the joke. Jay Carney was the butt of the joke. Jay Carney was an embarrassment. Jay Carney was laughable. And I remember that kind of used to be the typical expectation when going into some of these press briefings with Jay Carney was, okay, Jay Carney's going to embarrass himself. Jay Carney's going to flop all over himself. Jay Carney's going to deflect every question off. Jay Carney's not going to have any answers. And so Jay Carney used to be the joke. Obama's press secretary used to be the joke. Now we've come and done a 180, and the media is the joke now. Jim Acosta's the joke. Haley Jackson is the joke. April Ryan is the joke. Whoever that day in the libtard media decides to use fake news to try to make the president look bad, they become the joke. Sarah Sanders tears them apart. Rear Admiral Jackson tears them apart. President Trump tears them apart. I mean, isn't that an amazing diametrically opposition to what don't you remember when Jay Carney was such a laughingstock in the media. It was hilarious. The guy couldn't answer a question. Now the media tries to ask Sarah Sanders anything to try to set her up, and she buries them. I mean, it's honestly refreshing, Roger.
CNN is looking more and more like a Saturday Night Live skit every single day. It's really extraordinary the way Jake Tapper, for example, got his knickers in a twist over the president's appallingly honest comments about the state of affairs in Haiti. They thought it was yet another opportunity, yet the president continues to sail forward. Let's look at some of these highlights from today's report on his health. The president is 6'3", weighs 239 pounds. His blood pressure is 122 over 74, a normal level, and he has a resting heart rate of 68 beats per minute. Only three medications, Crestor, aspirin, and Propecia, which has the effect of assisting in male pattern baldness, also good for the plumbing. He also takes up multivitamin. The doctor said his cardiac health is excellent, and that's not an objective, pardon me, that is not the doctor speaking, that comes from objective data. So when asked why the president is so healthy despite his lack of exercise and his diet, the president has a known affinity for cheeseburgers, he said, and I quote, he has incredibly good genes. It's just the way God made him. By the way, both of Donald's parents, who I had the pleasure and honor of knowing, lived to be a ripe, healthy old age. So the good news for America is Donald Trump is fit as a fiddle. The bad news for the libtards at CNN is he's not going anyplace other than for re-election.
And I don't think we actually, I mean, it might even be impossible for us to give it the respect it deserves here, but truly the mental derangement of these people at CNN and MSNBC. I mean, when I look at Haley Jackson today and I see her asking Rear Admiral Jackson about Trump's mental health, I'm looking at somebody that really thinks they're about to catch the big one, Roger. They really think they're about to reel in that big fish. And she's sitting there and she's all serious and she's like, but wait, what about Trump's mental health? And she's totally focused. She's totally serious. She's seething at the mouth. She's ready. I'm finally going to get Trump now. I'm going to break the big story about how Trump's mentally unfit. And then just the egg, boom, right there, right on top of her face. But they're not going to stop. It doesn't matter how much they embarrass themselves. It doesn't matter that every day they wake up praying, living, breathing, hoping today is the day they can bring Trump down, failing every day. Roger, I mean, when will these people have a total mental breakdown if they haven't already, expecting every day to be that day and losing every day?
Continuing from today's report, quoting the Admiral, the president scored 30-30 on a test of cognitive ability, the so-called Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is used to screen for Alzheimer's or dementia. Quoting the Admiral again, I have no concerns about his cognitive ability whatsoever. So a clean bill of health. God bless you, Mr. President. Meanwhile, all of Washington is a Twitter over the news that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has subpoenaed Steve Bannon for testimony in his ongoing inquiry into Russian collusion. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it is that Mr. Mueller is looking into the firing of James Comey. Why else, of course, would Mr. Mueller also be requesting an interview with the president? If you go back to the Alex Jones show months ago, I predicted there and since that Mueller will bring some kind of, pardon the expression, Owen, trumped up, phony, process-related charge against our president. Now, technically, Mr. Mueller does not have the authority to indict a sitting president, but he can issue a report which charges him with a crime, in this case, a bogus process crime, perjury, obstruction of justice, something along those lines, and that could be the basis for an impeachment move if and only if the Democrats win the House, or if the establishment Republicans currently in control of the House are so duplicitous and so intent on fighting the president's effort to drain the swamp that they would be complicit. Personally, I don't believe that that move is possible without whipping the nation into a Trump is crazy, Trump has Alzheimer's, Trump is nuts hysteria, and that narrative got a major blow today with the results from the president's physical.
Yeah, not just a major blow, but I mean, to me, just a major death blow. I mean, how can you even report on it again after this? I mean, unless they're going to come out and say that Admiral Jackson is a liar, please, I invite you to do that. Please make more enemies. Embarrass yourselves even more. But, you know, it's amazing, Roger. It didn't even stop there. You had Kristen Nelson from DHS. She did a public hearing today as well. And you had the Democrats foaming at the mouth against her. You had Cory Booker yelling at her. I mean, it's just unbelievable, these people. How about this, Roger? We're about to go to break. How about the fact that CNN uses the phrase crap hole 200 times on Friday in response to President Trump? Trump never even said it. Trump never even said it. And here they are freaking out about it so much that they declare themselves proud crap holers. How about that? You can't write that.
No, Owen, you're right on the money. This is a loser. You're on the War Room, and we will be right back with the latest.
You're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Freedom Command Central. These are your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, and you're at The War Room. I'm broadcasting from our new bureau in New York City. Owen joins me from the mothership in Austin. I want to a tip of the hat, Owen, to both my friend Q and those great patriots at the Pipe Fitters Union. What I liked best about that entire interview is that they reiterated yet again, we do not advocate violence. We do not propose violence. We do not defend violence, but we will protect our families. We will protect our Constitution. We will protect our rights as Americans. We are not a bunch of docile panty waists waiting around for mass gunmen to attack. Ours is strictly a reaction. We will be prepared. But let's make it clear to those libtards who right now's heads are exploding. We do not advocate violence, but we will not be intimidated by violence.
And really, at the end of the day, Roger, we're just self-preservationists. We just want to preserve our country. We just want to have the greatest country on earth. We just want to live in God's country. And they want to tear it down. And they think that they can just call us Nazis and racists and whatever other ad hominem attack they want to use on us. And it just doesn't work because we're staunch in our defense of ourselves. We're staunch in the defense of our families and we're staunch in the defense of our country. And we know that that is what they are against. They're against the family. They're against the country. They say it themselves. So absolutely, we do not want violence. And you know, Roger, if we did, we probably would have violently tried to attempt an overthrow of this country during Obama's 8 years. I think that that proves just right there the fact that we didn't, that we're not violent. We'd rather do things politically.
Well, we had a revolution in this country at the ballot box in the last presidential election where our candidate was massively outspent, where the polls showed that he could not win, where the mainstream media and the new media were both rigged against him. Why is it, for example, that when the Trump campaign put out a press release, the Google minders called it a promotion? And when Hillary Clinton put out a press release, the Google minders called it an update? That's the difference between millions and millions and millions of openings. So despite the rampant cheating by the mainstream media, Donald Trump pulled off the greatest upset in American political history. Having just been in Washington, I can tell you, Owen, that the professional politicians, the two-party duopoly that have run this country into the ground, they're still not over it. They just can't get over it because it was so wired, so in the bag, so certain. Look, it was going to be Hillary versus Jeb. Jeb understood his role. It was to lose quietly, and then he and his family would continue to make millions as associates of the Clinton crime family. But the American people had a very, very different idea. And professional Washington, the insiders inside the Beltway, have still not gotten over it. It is extraordinary to hang out in their watering holes, to listen to the professional lobbyists and the members of Congress, both Republicans, sadly, and Democrat, who continue to denigrate this president,
and who will not ever give up their resolve to remove him from public office. Now, I know that there are those who will say, oh, Roger, oh, Owen, oh, Alex, you guys are just conspiracy theorists. No, we're conspiracy realists. And we recognize that if the phony, trumped-up Mueller investigation fails to take down the president, well, the establishment has a plan B. Plan B is their 25th Amendment ploy, which I think took a real hit today with the president's physical. But you know how that works, Owen. A majority of the cabinet, plus, in this case, a necessarily duplicitous vice president, could declare our president non compos mentis, unable to discharge his duties, and attempt to remove him. Far-fetched, incredible, impossible, don't bet on it. They have climbed to the top of the Russian collusion ladder, and there's nothing there. The entire Russian collusion takedown of the president has been an abysmal failure. Now we move to Plan B. He's crazy. He's around the bend. He's nuts. Oops, that's not working either. Now they have the backdrop of a roaring economy, a record stock market, thousands, hundreds of thousands of new jobs created, a boom in the housing market, the North and South Koreans at the table talking thanks to the peace efforts of Donald Trump. And therefore, we are going to try to ramp up a new hysteria as the backdrop for the 25th Amendment. One of the things that I think is very important for the InfoWarriors to understand, something that Alex Jones has pinpointed from the beginning, the street activities of Antifa, paid for by George Soros and others, the mainstream media efforts to denigrate and destabilize the president, these are interlocking strategies. Now you lay on top of them the efforts by the tech left, Google, Amazon, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, to end our lines of communications, to set down, to close down, for example, Facebook feeds that reach millions and millions of Trump supporters. These are interlocking pieces of the same strategy to try to do what they could not do at the ballot box last November. Of these three, the only one that is having some limited success is the attempt by the tech left to literally censor us to death, to strangle our First Amendment rights. They want to be the town square, but in the town square, everyone has equal access. They're using the CDC, which was an act passed by the Congress to try to regulate pornographic content, as a broad rubric to shut down Facebook feeds that are supportive of the president. This entire narrative was also dealt a blow by our heroic friend James O'Keefe, who I'm glad to count as a Stone friend and protege, and all of my compatriots at Project Veritas. Next Monday in the U.S. Senate, there will be a hearing where Senators Ted Cruz and Senators Mike Lee and also Senator Johnson will be able to ask Twitter executives very pointed questions. Get ready, Owen, for some serious fireworks.
And I'll tell you what, Roger, if you really have to take a look at the possibilities here about what Twitter is doing and what they have admitted to, thanks to Project Veritas and the heroic work of James O'Keefe and all of his colleagues over there, just think about the private messages that could have been sent. You can join Twitter at the age of 13. Now, I wasn't in the world of social media when I was 13, thank God, but you can only imagine some of the stuff that gets sent back and forth, and Twitter has access to it and perhaps could be hoarding it. They admit they have access to it, folks.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
Listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're in the right place. This is Freedom Command Central, and you're on the War Room. Now, if you are enjoying the War Room, if you like the expanded coverage that we have here at InfoWars, if you're enjoying my colleague David Knight with the real news every morning, the Alex Jones Show, and of course the several hours of programming here at the War Room, recognize that this expansion and the incredible new facility that we're constructing in Austin are only possible because we are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. We don't have any right-wing fat cats writing giant checks to subsidize what we do here at InfoWars. We count completely and totally on you. And the reason this is good is because, unlike the mainstream media, there is no pressure from our advertisers. There's nobody saying to Alex Jones, you can't cover this, you can't cover that, you can't say this, Owen, you can't say that, Roger, you can't report on this essential story. No, we are completely fact-based here at InfoWars, and we have that freedom because we have no one central focus in terms of our financial support. That's why it's vital for you to go to the InfoWars site now and look at some of these extraordinary specials. You can get some of our signature products at extraordinary discounts. Now, my all-time favorite, and I make no secret about this, is BrainForce, BrainForce Plus. I find that BrainForce is terrific for those days when you have to put in a long day and you need to muster that little extra mental and physical energy, but mental and mental clarity and energy. And at $29.95, this is an extraordinarily good price. Now, I myself have only recently gone to the auto ship function, and I highly recommend this because before I started on the auto ship function, I would find that because I was so busy, I would run out of my favorite products, the products that helped me get through some of these 16 and 18 hour days, and have to wait for restock because our most popular program products most definitely fly off the shelves. Never be without by signing up for the auto ship function. We reserve a special catch for those who are enrolled in that program, so you are never without. BrainForce Plus. I highly recommend this program. I use it every, this product, I use it every day. I could not do these broadcasts without it. Mental clarity and energy when you most need it. All natural, very highly rated, as you can see, 4.6 on a scale of 5. Literally thousands of honest testimonials from InfoWarriors who have found out about the efficacy of this great product. Folks, Alex Jones said it best. It's a 360 win. You help us. You help yourself. Whether it is products like Secret 12 or Survival Shield, with this flu bug going around, an absolute necessity. Going on an airplane without Survival Shield is a suicide mission these days, given the flu bug running around. I myself bounced back from the flu, and I don't think I would have been hit as hard had I started earlier on Survival Shield. There's also a terrific new immune formula that I highly recommend that fuses the best of the old and new. So go to the store now, whether it is the Super Male Vitality Formula, Immune Wall, there it is. This stuff is terrific. I really believe that this played a terrific role in my comeback. Had I started earlier on it, I think I would have not been felled quite so hard. Oh, and this is a great, great product. Because what Alex Jones and the scientists who work with him have done is to fuse some of the best of ancient Chinese and Roman all-natural supplements that have been literally in use for centuries and then join them with some of the cutting-edge all-natural nutraceuticals. I strongly recommend this product, Immune Wall, as well. Owen?
Yeah, I'm yet to find an InfoWars product that I don't like. I mean, I use multiple InfoWars products every morning and every night. They're great products. We don't make it hard for you to support us. We try to make it easy on you. We provide great discounts. We provide great products. And it is a 360 win, as Alex Jones likes to say. Roger, in the time we have remaining, I don't know if there was something you wanted to get to, but I was wanting to talk to you about this Bannon subpoena. You want to go down that road with me?
Sure, absolutely. Because I think it proves, Owen, what we have been predicting here at InfoWars for a while. The only reason that Mr. Mueller would want to subpoena Mr. Bannon, also known as Sloppy Steve, is to see what he knows about the president's deliberations regarding the firing of James Comey. Now, I have been told that associates of Mr. Bannon have also been subpoenaed, and that's because they want to ask them, well, did Bannon say anything to you about the Comey firing? What it tells me is that this entire narrative, Owen, has gone a full cycle. Having found no collusion with the Russians, we're now back all the way to whether the president in some way violated the law in his decision to dispatch Mr. Comey. Even though Alan Dershowitz, hardly a right-wing Republican, has argued that because Comey serves at the president's will, it is impossible to commission a crime in his discharge. But that is what I think the Bannon subpoena is all about. The other question, which I just have to throw out there, is why not just ask Bannon to come in voluntarily? Why is a subpoena necessary unless, of course, you're looking for a headline?
Yeah, and I have to wonder if some of the motivation as well wasn't based on the quotes or the alleged quotes in the book, Fire and Fury, where Bannon is saying that Trump Jr. was guilty of treason, you know, because that would obviously be something that piques Mueller's interest. And I'm wondering if that might come into the fray as well. But they've also said, Roger, that even if there's no crime, you can still be guilty of obstruction of justice. I mean, how incredible is that? They make up a crime, they fabricate a crime, and then they spend a year looking for evidence to corroborate the crime that they made up. And even though they find no evidence and the crime doesn't exist, they still think they can charge Trump for obstruction of justice when he wasn't obstructing any crimes.
Well, that's why these 2018 elections are so vitally important. That's why you and I, Owen, have worked together to try to highlight and cover some of the very best young fighting conservative candidates for the House in the upcoming election. I still believe that those Republicans who are wringing their hands about losing the House don't recognize that in politics, a day is a lifetime. And if the Democrats want to run on impeachment and the Republicans run on jobs and prosperity, the Trump agenda, we will win the off-year elections. There is no reason today for panic. They have nothing to talk about that is positive. They have no positive program to lift the country or make America great again. All they have is seething hatred for Donald Trump. The president has a program of reform. It's working. And those Republicans who may be considering running from the president do so at their own peril, in my opinion.
Yeah, so we're going to continue, Roger and I, on that movement to look for the candidates, the strong conservative candidates that are up and coming in your area. So be sure to stay tuned to the War Room as we develop here in 2018, because we need to get people in office who are going to get behind Trump's agenda and who aren't going to cater to fake news to try to have him impeached, whether it be the 25th Amendment or some Russian fake collusion story. So 2018 is going to be paramount, and we know that they'll go full bore to try to remove our president from office because he wants to put America first.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The visual of a speech I gave to Orlando's Tiger Bay Club only last week. And yes, I am quite serious. Many of you may be familiar with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, a great friend of this show and a great friend of mine. Now, Governor Ventura was a professional wrestler in the entertainment business before winning an upset victory in the election for governor of his home state of Minnesota, beating both the Republican and the Democrat and bringing in an era of reform. Today, Governor Ventura is a great advocate for the legalization of marijuana, the U.S. Constitution, and against the deep state spying on every single one of us. So the idea of Hulk Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, a great entertainer, a Republican, a resident of the state of Florida, as a U.S. Senate candidate is not nearly as far-fetched as it might seem. I am advocating that Mr. Bollea seriously look at this race. We need people in Washington who don't come from the discipline of politics. I gave an interview yesterday to Patrick Slevin. You can see it at patrickslevin.com, in which I outlined the possibilities for a race. Now, Florida Republican Governor Rick Scott is said to be eyeing this race. If you go to Mr. Slevin's terrific site called The Influentials, you can see my interview with Patrick Slevin, in which we talk about the Trump revolution, the future of the Republican Party, and why the Republican establishment can send a John Kasich or some other turkey in 2020 if they want to challenge our president, and he will dispatch them again. And yes, I'm very serious about the idea of Hulk Hogan, better known as Terry Bollea, running for the U.S. Senate and challenging Florida Republican Governor Rick Scott for the Republican nomination. Those debates would be terrific. And yes, I recommend that Mr. Bollea start with a body slam of the governor.
It's time to make America first, brother. Maybe it would start off something like that. You know, actually, the WWE has had Kane, a famous wrestler, Kane, run for office in Knoxville, Tennessee. Glenn Jacobs, I believe, is his real name. And then they had another former wrestler run for office somewhere else. It was like the human meatball or something. I forget that guy's name. He lost the first time. He was going to try to run again. I can't remember his name. Of course, you've got Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon, who is the founder of the WWE. She's in charge of the Small Business Association in the Trump administration. So, and even if you ever watch wrestling, they always try to have political undertones to their, skits or storylines or whatever it is. So they've always kind of been politically inclined over there at the WWE and typically conservative. That's why I'm kind of shocked that The Rock is going so hardcore liberal, not necessarily in his policies, but who he's cozying up to. He seems to be siding with the liberals that don't like Trump and being friendly with them. So, but I like the idea, Roger. Anyone who's from the outside, get them in. Anyone who's in, get them out.
Well, look, I think we both recognize that right now, elitists across the country are vomiting over this idea. It's absurd. First of all, wrestlers, professional wrestlers, are entertainers. Is it a coincidence that two of our greatest presidents came from an entertainment background? The great Ronald Reagan and, of course, Donald Trump. Sure, Donald Trump built a multi-billion dollar real estate empire, but he was always an entertainer. 14 seasons, probably 15 seasons of a popular network-based television show, beauty pageants, wrestling tournaments. He has always been an extraordinary entertainer. I'm reminded that they asked a former president, Ronald Reagan, whether his background as an actor had hampered his ability to be president. He said, you know, I don't know how a guy who wasn't an actor could do this job. Terry Bollea, if you're listening, please run. We'd love to have you come to the War Room for an interview.
Yeah, and if there's anyone else out there within the WWE ranks that is looking for a run at the at an office in 2018 or in the future, we'd gladly have you on, too. Like I said, I think Glenn Jacobs in Knoxville, Tennessee is one of the names that comes to mind. But to me, Roger, what we're doing right now is we're trying to identify those individuals coming from the outside that have the conservative beliefs, that have Trump's agenda at heart and in mind. And those are the types of people we want to get into office. This is no shade to the Trey Gowdy's out there, who I think is a great politician. This is no shade to the Rand Pauls out there that have been in office for a while. I believe that there are good politicians. But the point is, the mean and the medium of DC and of Congress are career politicians, and that's what we have to end when you end up with people like Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Maxine Waters running California into a ditch. I mean, you want to talk about a crap hole? Let's talk about California run by the Democrats, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, to be very clear, we here at InfoWars do not advocate the election of these candidates. We're not electioneering. But what we are doing is covering their campaigns because the mainstream media refuses to do so. All we want to do is bring your attention to their candidacies to make your own judgment. So Owen and I will continue to scour the country looking for bright, attractive, young, dynamic, independent conservative candidates running for the House or in some cases the Senate and cover their campaigns, something the mainstream media refuses to do. You had a terrific interview with, Tim Kavanaugh, I think, last week.
Kevin Kavanaugh. Arizona. Yeah.
A very dynamic, very impressive candidate. We've had Omar Navarro on the show. We've had Carla Spaulding on the show. We are looking for exceptional men and women who will take the plunge. Having worked with many candidates for public office, this is an all-consuming activity. When you run for public office, you have to be all in. You have to eat it, live it, sleep it, breathe it. It takes over your life. It's a mammoth undertaking. My respect goes to those who climb in the arena, Owen. It's easy to stand on the sidelines and point out how Omar Navarro could do something better or how Carla Spaulding ought to give a better speech. Why don't you get in the arena? Those are the people that I respect. There is no shame, I must say, in running and losing. Those who run and lose are making an investment because when you run again, you will run and win. Some of the finest candidates that I've worked with in a 40-year career in American politics lost their early races. That's when they learned and they were better candidates the next go-round. So if you're looking at a House seat and people tell you it's impossible, don't try, so-and-so can't be beat, they've got a lock, I say nonsense. Credit goes to those who have the courage to climb in the arena, to join the clash of bigger ideas, and to support the president's agenda to make America great. We're going to continue to bring exceptional candidates to the War Room for your review.
Yeah, and a couple others out there, Paul Nealon, Michael Snyder, Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. I mean, these are the people we're bringing. All right, Roger, we got 90 seconds left. I want to leave you on a high note, if you will, with a little bit of a laugh. Jennifer Rubin, a Washington Post reporter and an MSNBC contributor, Jennifer Rubin tweets out today, Trump got a cognitive test, not a psychiatric exam, does not rule out most of what's in the DSM. So, Roger, even though it's now official and it's been reported that Trump is mentally fit, he's fully cognizant, and he has his full mental capacity, the liberals are still clinging to the hope of the 25th Amendment, just like you predicted.
Well, extraordinarily, I read a piece in Esquire by Sam Tannenhaus last week that says that there's a coterie of Reagan Republicans in Washington who remain implacably opposed to Trump. And he listed among them Jennifer Rubin. Really? Jennifer Rubin's a Reagan Republican? Also on list, Bush speechwriter David Frum. Really? David Frum was never for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, so hey, David Brock is too.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly. Look, this is part and parcel of the inside the Beltway elitists who just can't get over the fact that Donald Trump won and he's not going anywhere for the next 3 years other than up.
Stock market hits 26,000 today. If Trump is mentally unfit, what does that make Obama? My goodness.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome BrainForce Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
War Room. Infowars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Wow. Folks, every day, CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, and the libtard media becomes more and more unhinged. So, Kirstjen Nielsen says under oath today that President Trump never said crap hole, therefore making CNN look like a bunch of idiots, rightfully so. So then CNN responds after they get embarrassed. They run this story just published. Here's exactly how Dick Durbin destroyed Kirstjen Nielsen's crap hole explanation. So CNN, Dick Durbin gets destroyed, first by President Trump. Now he's Dickie Durbin, the liar. CNN gets totally embarrassed because they fall for Dickie Durbin's fake news on the crap hole comment. Then they say crap hole 200 times on air, self-proclaim themselves crap holers, and it turns out President Trump never even said it. Here's John Bowne's report on the unhinged media.
Regardless of the fact that former President Obama blamed Great Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron for turning Libya into a shit show back in 2016, and when Obama called Mitt Romney a bullshitter, Rolling Stone backed the statement, saying the halls of the White House have heard no shortage of profanity over the decades. But Trump's whole comment has been morphed into vile and racist,
which he didn't even say. He never even said it.
Destroying their own credibility and any progress on their coveted DACA deal.
And the only thing I regret from all of this, other than I think some people in the media have gone completely bonkers with, you know, just ad hominem on the president, but what I regret is I do want to see an immigration compromise.
Right.
And you can't have an immigration compromise if everybody's out there calling the president a racist.
In his tweets and his interviews and his public statements just Tuesday, when we had the large meeting in the cabinet room, he repeatedly insists that we need to move to a skills-based system.
But you were in the room where it happens. So you're saying in that room you didn't hear any of this sort of lumping everybody together. Is that what you're saying?
I did not hear derogatory comments about individuals or persons.
Dickie Durbin's a liar. He never said it.
Trump will play that, you know, play that as if he's being attacked. That's the price we pay for doing good, down the middle, honest journalism when we have
someone fake news?
Like
you got caught with fake news.
As a hole. As living in calling those countries.
Remember, we're all holers.
That was considered a hole. These people from
He never even said it. Trump never even said it. Listen to these crazies.
Whole countries come.
This shithole is shithole. Shithole countries.
Whole countries come here.
People who come from shitholes for coming from shithole countries.
From the
he never even said it.
Are from
he never even said it.
All shitholers, arm in arm.
And you probably come from a
Your mouth is the foulest in the world.
It's not about countries. It's not about holes in a whole immigrant.
You have no argument. The fact that he's going to get a deal done on DACA, that he's trying to get a comprehensive immigration reform done in a way that Obama couldn't, in a way that Bush couldn't. But you know what? President Trump is going to get that done. But
hang
the
on,
political
guys.
Left is going immediately to the personal.
Hang on, wait one second, because we just heard from the president.
This isn't about you and me. You can't even sit there and watch the president's own words without calling John Berman a New Day ridiculous, because you don't even have the face to be able to look at his own words.
Oh my gosh.
This program isn't putting words in his mouth. They're quoting him. That's him on video.
Anna,
those are
you're
his
melting.
Words. He
you're
has
melting,
been a racist
Anna.
His entire life. Oh no, I'm not melting. I'm not a snowflake.
He thinks the United States should instead bring
whoa, Anna Navarro might need to be put in a rubber room.
You know what I'm saying? Norwegian people.
You're not doing it right.
My drift.
You're not
people
doing it right, Colbert.
Who need a
I don't have a gravelly screen. Voice. I have a very smooth voice. Colbert doesn't even do me right.
The president is a white supremacist. We heard in Charlottesville our president is a terrorist sympathizer. And our
I
president
can't believe
is
these
a clear are. And present danger to non-white people in America.
You know
it's
what?
That simple.
Look, here's the deal. At the end of the day, folks, this is them destroying themselves. So please CNN, keep declaring yourself crap holers. Please MSNBC, keep saying Trump's mentally unfit as you prove that you are the most mentally unfit people in media. This is incredible. All of this on the heels with the fake news awards coming tomorrow. Oh, I can't wait for that. How triggered will they be?
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Of the War Room. I don't even know where to go at this point because you know what got me started? You know what landed me in political media? More than the government lying to us, more than the 9/11 cover up and everything else the government has lied to us about and covered up, more than just the Boston Marathon bombing cover up, the cover ups of the FBI, the cover ups of the Ed Davises. Beyond all of that, more than the attack on humanity, more than the attack on white people, more than the attack on black people, more than the attack on Hispanic people, more than all of that, of all the crap, of all the nonsense that spurred me to go into politics instead of sports, there was one thing that was more of a motivating factor than anything else, and that was the fake news. That was me tuning in to news, whether it be MSNBC, CNN, obviously the worst portrayers of fake news, or even Fox. It was seeing how fake they are and seeing how they try to control narratives, spin narratives, and keep the public in the dark. That was my biggest motivating factor into coming to politics and ending up here at InfoWars. And sitting here, watching that John Bowne report, watching the Mark Dice reports, seeing all the videos of CNN saying crap poll 200 times on air, calling themselves crap pollers, it's so satisfying, I cannot even explain it.
I cannot even break it down for you how satisfying it is to see them totally falling apart. I mean, totally failing miserably. And it doesn't take much of a mind to watch them right now and realize how mentally unfit they are, how unhinged they are, how anti-American they are, how anti-truth they are at MSNBC, at CNN, at the Washington Post, at the New York Times. Those are the worst purveyors of fake news on planet Earth right now. It's not even close. Those are the four horsemen, if you will, of fake news. And so you've got President Trump's fake news awards coming up tomorrow night. I mean, oh my gosh. If something President Trump never said, think about it like this. If something President Trump never did and never said can send the fake news media into that type of a breakdown, into that type of a fanatical frenzy over the weekend, how do you think they're going to react and respond to these fake news awards tomorrow? Oh my gosh. Get your popcorn ready. It is about to be a show. Oh. All right. I'm going to open up the phone lines here. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. You know, we'll take your calls on anything today, but mainly, what do you think is next for the fake news? I mean, how long can you commit to being a total fraud before nobody believes you anymore? Everything that they've lied about Trump, lied about when covering Trump, has totally backfired and embarrassed them. So what are they going to do next? They're going to continue to push the narrative that President Trump is mentally unfit, even though he just passed a cognitive exam and he got a perfect score on it. It's just absolutely crazy. And we talked with Roger Stone in the last hour about Bannon being subpoenaed in Mueller's Russia investigation. You know, I got to tell you, the whole collapse of Bannon, you know, it was always very confusing to me. I understand why Bannon had to be cast aside because of his coziness with Miles Kwok. And then because President Trump doesn't just put enemies down, he eviscerates them. If you get in Trump's way, you don't just get shoved aside. You get totally eviscerated. So that's what had to happen to Bannon. But Bannon continued to talk positively about the president. I'm wondering, I mean, because Bannon said that, well, allegedly, according to the fake book, that Don Jr. committed treason. Obviously not true. Was the quote made up? And does Mueller believe that Bannon is going to sell Trump out? Because I still don't see that happening. So that's going to be an interesting ball for us to follow there. You know what? Speaking of just totally falling apart here, Chuck Schumer. Oh, he goes on a comedy show. So Chuck Schumer goes on a late night comedy show. I'm glad Chuck Schumer's hanging out with the late night hatchet jobs. And he says, guys, let's have a clip four ready to go here. Schumer says that Trump can prove he's not racist or bigoted by supporting bipartisan immigration compromise. I mean, how ridiculous is that? See, that's what I'm saying. That is so lowbrow. That is so unintellectual. That is so pathetic. That the average person out there, even if they are completely dumbed down by the fluoride and the chemicals and the food and the water and the flicker rate on the television, can still see how Chuck Schumer is nothing more than a piece of trash. Chuck Schumer is human trash. So here's Chuck Schumer, the human trash can. Chuck Schumer, the human trash can, saying Trump can prove he's not racist by agreeing to his policies.
Do you think that Donald Trump is a racist?
Look, his comments over and over and over again can be described as nothing but racist and obnoxious. He says he's not a racist. Well,
He's the least racist person.
Least racist person you'd ever speak
all
to.
All time.
So I have a challenge for Donald Trump, okay? Actions speak louder than words. You want to begin, just begin that long road back to proving you're
not a racist. Wait a second, pause it right there. Pause right there. Actions speak louder than words. What is he even talking about? They are the ones that try to use his words against him and then never talk about any of his actions. He wins an Ellis Island Award. He provides housing in Trump Tower to the homeless that just so happen to be black. He has black unemployment at a record low since we started measuring it. Hispanic unemployment at a record low since we started measuring it. He had, 20 or so African Americans in the White House honoring Martin Luther King. He gives a weekly address honoring the heroics of Martin Luther King. And then Chuck Schumer, the piece of human trash, human filth, Chuck piece of garbage Schumer says that his actions and not his words can prove that he's not a racist, even though all of his actions have already proven he's not a racist. Go back to the human trash can.
The bipartisan compromise that three Republicans and three Democrats have put on the
floor. No, pause it again. How ridiculous is this? Chuck Schumer is now, oh my gosh, these people, oh, I'll tell you, I cannot wait till all these people are out of our lives. Oh, we just have to be patient. Chuck Schumer will burn in hell. So Chuck Schumer says, prove you're not racist by going along with my policy. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? Go back to the human filth.
And get the Dreamers, safety here in America. That's what he should do. And let me say this, Stephen. That bill, Donald Trump at one point said, well, there are three areas of contention. We've tried to, the six of them, tried to go somewhat in his direction on those three areas in return for Dreamers.
You got schooled at the negotiating table.
Become law, there'll only be one thing standing in the way, and that's Donald Trump and his intransigence. If it was put on the floor of the House or the Senate, it would get a majority vote in either one.
Oh, I'm Chuck Schumer. Oh, look at me, I'm Chuck Schumer. If you don't agree to my policies, you're a racist. Oh, man. So Chuck Schumer now tells you, agree to his policies or you're a racist. All right, Chucky. Okay, Chucky Boy Schumer. All right, on the other side, we're going to take your calls. Chuck Schumer is human trash.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We do have some important news I need to cover, but I said I'd go to your calls in this segment, so that's what we'll do. We did have a caller call in and ask a question that I did ask on Sunday, but I haven't really heard anyone else asking this, so I haven't actually seen the answer. But the question is, was there anyone, did it result in any death, the false alarm in Hawaii? You know, did people panic and go into a hysteria, get in a car accident? What about the children that they had to send into the sewer? Did they come out with any diseases that could be deadly? So the question was there any, did it result in death at all, the fake alert in Hawaii? So with that question, I don't have the answer. I haven't seen anyone else pose it, but we have a caller, Dan, calling in from Hawaii who might know about that. Dan, have you seen any local news outlets reporting or anyone reporting? Was there any death because of that false alarm? Did anyone die?
I haven't seen anything. And as a matter of fact, here on Maui, in the Maui News, it was reported there was a lot of stuff going on. It was Saturday morning. A lot of kids were out at swim meets and soccer games and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, all that stuff was managed without anybody getting hurt. Okay. So, I haven't seen anything in the local paper or the local news, you know, to report otherwise, all right? I tried to get into you last night while you were talking about Hawaii, but, you know, we got a time difference. And by the time I dialed your number, it was obviously you guys were probably in bed. But I think what went unnoticed yesterday was, you know, President Trump was asked about what was going on in Hawaii, and instead of doing a typical, like a Democrat would, piling on kind of thing, all he said was the leadership in Hawaii took responsibility for it. He didn't, you know, say they were right, wrong, or whatever. And I thought that was to his credit that he said, hey, why should I say somebody was at blame or somebody should be fired? And, oh, by the way, the guy who pushed the button wasn't fired. Okay.
No, they won't even release his name. He just got reassigned.
Well, you know, I'm sure some people had a lot of angst, especially over on Oahu. Here on Maui, it's not the same. They've been testing the attack alert siren since the beginning of December.
And they do it the first of every month.
Yeah, when I got up that morning and got the thing on my cell phone, and I figured, hey, within 5 minutes, you know, the attack siren's going to go off. And where am I? Honestly, I live up on the hill on the side of Haleakala. Where am I going to go that's going to be safer? Okay, if the missile's coming in, probably it's going to be pointed at Pearl Harbor or something like that. But the attack siren never went off. OK, okay? And in addition to that, what was really funny, I turned on the TV. None of the local stations were covering anything. The only thing that popped up was an alert that said, if you're driving in a car, pull over to the side of the road. Then I pulled out my portable radio. I went through the AM dial and the FM dial, and there was no local station, FM or AM, that was covering what was going on with this thing. All right? So I don't know if it was a disconnect or the security people knew right away it was false. Now, luckily for me, my son is a fireman, and within 10 minutes, his chief told all of the department heads that, hey, it was a false alarm, and, don't worry about it, okay? But here in Maui, no reports in the paper, the radio, or otherwise about anybody being harmed as a result of it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And of course, the mental trauma for some people is something that cannot be measured. But what do you think was behind this, Dan? I mean, do you think this was an intentional false alarm to try to pin this on Trump? Do you think this was an innocent mistake? In fact, while Dan is talking, guys, pull up Jamie Lee Curtis's tweet about this. You had Jim Carrey, you had all these Hollywood liberals blaming Trump for this alarm. When Hawaii took responsibility, Trump had nothing to do with it. He was on the golf course. I mean, so they all blame Trump, even though it had nothing to do with him. But what do you think was behind this, Dan?
You know, I at this stage of, I'm an older guy. So at this point, I just really think that a guy pressed the wrong button. Okay. And, there wasn't like.
Even if it's like five wrong buttons in a row, you still believe it?
I don't think it was five wrong buttons in a row. I think this guy kind of logged into this, alert system, okay, and instead of pressing on the test button, he pressed on the alert button, okay? Now, until there's an investigation, and I'm sure there's going to be one, I'm inclined, even though, hey, I'm a conservative, I live in the bluest state in the country, as you probably know. You can count the number of Republicans on one hand and have fingers left over, okay, that... give them the benefit of the doubt that a mistake was made, but it's and beyond that, what people, all I've kept on hearing out here from people is, even if it was real, what were we supposed to do? Where were we supposed to go? I mean, you saw the people putting their kids in stores over in Honolulu. Okay. Mm-hmm. But here on Maui, if it was a real deal, where was I supposed to go to be safe? Okay. Was I supposed to go to the community association building? Was I supposed to go to the county building? Nobody knew anything about that, right? So I, in some ways, I think it might be a good thing because it might come out now where they have to have a comprehensive list of things that, hey, we do have an actual alert. This is what you should do. And it beyond you having 14 days of water and 14 days of food,
So there could be kind of a new realization with the people that, hey, wow, I really don't have an emergency plan.
Exactly.
I really don't have an idea of what I would do if this was a real alert. And so now they're kind of thinking about that.
Exactly. So it may be a positive thing.
But so maybe a silver lining.
Yeah, it could be a silver lining. And to get back to what you were talking about when I called in today, the MSM, I think their heads are going to explode tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I really think their heads.
Because they can't do anything about it. See, that's what bothers them the most, Dan. They can't do anything about it. They can't make you hate Trump. They can't make you believe the fake news about Trump. They can't stop Trump. They can't stop the president. And they're pulling their hair out every day because they're so narcissistic and so arrogant, they think they should be in charge. Just like what Mika Brzezinski said, we're here to tell you what to think. No, we are in control of our own destiny. We listen to President Trump. And so they are freaking out, pulling their hair out because they can't control the narrative. They can't control the public opinion anymore. And it's really just a beautiful thing to watch, as sad and pathetic as it is. It's beautiful to watch this human scum fall apart. Thank you so much for the call, Dan. And as Dan talks about a lot of people in Hawaii not being prepared for this, folks, if you were one of those people or you're now ready to think about emergency preparedness, InfoWarsStore.com has your back. Now, we've got the air filters and the water filters. We've got the nascent iodine, which is a necessary element to have if there is nuclear fallout. But folks, we have emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's the highest quality food at the best price.
Wow, look at some of these discounts. What do we got discount-wise on some of the emergency food supplies? We've got big supplies, up to a year of supply. We've got smaller supplies. You've got the fruit and veggie snack mix supply, which is on sale right now. That's 23% off right now. Let's look at the one-year supply here, guys. Look at the one-year supply. That is a huge savings right now, almost 20% off of the one-year supply. Let's look at, do we have a two-week supply there? Because they said if there was a nuclear disaster to stay sheltered for two weeks. So there's your two-week supply right there. $100. 16% off. $100 for the two-week emergency food supply. That's how long they tell you to stay sheltered in the event of a nuclear strike. InfoWarsStore.com. We got your back if you need emergency food.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to get back to your calls before we finish up the show here. But I've got to cover this story because... Well, it's kind of doing what I did last week, but now it's coming from Super Representative Jim Jordan, and the questions are obviously a little bit more well thought out than what I was just doing at the top of my head on air here last week. So the story on Newsmax, Representative Jim Jordan, my top 18 questions on FBI DOJ corruption. Of course, that's the collusion between those two branches under the Obama administration to try to steal the election from the American people and President Trump. And then also what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of answer these to the best of my knowledge and perhaps provide a little bit more questioning on the end of it. So here's Super Representative Jim Jordan's 18 questions on FBI, DOJ, Obama administration corruption. I'm just going to read right down this list. Number one. Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier? So we already have it confirmed that Christopher Steele is the author of the dossier, and we have reports that indicate, yes, indeed, the FBI paid for that dossier, but Jim Jordan wants it in an official report from the government. Number two, was the dossier the basis for securing FISA warrants to spy on Americans, aka the Trump team, Trump Tower, and why won't the FBI show Congress the FISA application? Well, I would say the second question is the answer to the first question. Of course, the dossier was the basis for securing the FISA warrants, and that is why the FBI will not show Congress that FISA application. How that's not obstructive of justice, you'll have to find out for yourself. Number three. When did the FBI get the complete dossier and who gave it to him? Was it Christopher Steele, Fusion GPS, Clinton campaign DNC, or Senator John McCain staffer? Now, this is a huge one because this to me is definitely a gray area that I believe has not been answered yet. And the only way you could answer that is by confirming that the FBI did indeed pay Christopher Steele to acquire that dossier, which Jim Jordan is trying to figure out. I don't believe it was Fusion GPS because Fusion GPS would have shared it with the Clinton campaign. However, if it was the Clinton campaign that funded it from the very beginning, they would have gotten it first. Now, would they have shared it with the FBI? I'm not sure if that makes sense. However, we did find out that John McCain got his hands on the dossier before others, and he was filtering it around to the intelligence agencies. So maybe it was loopy, out of his mind John McCain that got that to the FBI. But again, you answer the first question, did the FBI pay for the dossier? That might answer who got it first. Number four, did the FBI validate and corroborate the dossier? Well, we pretty much already know the answer to that is no, because nobody yet to this day will answer that question. They all plead the fifth because we know that nobody corroborated it. They just all reported it's real. Did Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, or Bruce Ohr work on the FISA application? Now, this is very important to find out Peter Strzok's activity, as he was the one that told his mistress, Lisa Page, that he had to have an insurance policy. And then, of course, Bruce Ohr's wife, Nellie Ohr, worked directly for Fusion GPS, and Bruce Ohr was meeting with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, which leads us to number six. Why and how often did the Department of Justice lawyer Bruce Ohr meet with dossier author Christopher Steele during the 2016 campaign? And why was Nellie Ohr using a ham radio during the 2016 campaign? I added that one on there for myself. We do know that Bruce Orr was meeting with Obama and was in the Obama administration. Number seven, why did Department of Justice lawyer Bruce Orr meet with Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson after the election to get their story straight after their candidate Hillary Clinton lost? That would be Peter Strzok's insurance policy. Or to double down and plan how they were going to go after President-elect Trump. Number eight, when and how did the FBI learn DOJ lawyers Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, worked for Fusion GPS, and what exactly was Nellie Orr's role in putting together the dossier? My answer to that is they always knew, and Bruce Orr was meeting with Obama. Number nine, why did the FBI release text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? Normally, ongoing investigation is reason not to make such information public. That's a great question. Was that good actors in the FBI trying to show you that they were consciously trying to steal this election from the American people for Hillary Clinton? I guess we'll have to find out. Number 10, why did the FBI release only 375 of the 10,000 text messages? Were they the best, the worst, or part of a broader strategy to focus attention away from something else? And when can Americans see the other 96% of the text? Number 11, why did Lisa Page leave Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe 2 weeks before Peter Strzok? This was 2 weeks before the FBI and Special Counsel even knew about the text. This was news to me. I didn't realize that Lisa Page was even on Robert Mueller's special team. You combine that with Peter Strzok at the FBI, my oh my, if that's not collusion with those two sleeping around, I don't know what is. Number 12, why did the intelligence community wait 2 months after the election to brief President-elect Trump on the dossier? Why was former FBI Director James Comey selected to do the briefing? This is a key ripple. Were they actually in belief that the Russians were trying to blackmail President Trump and that's why they brought it to him? Were they trying to cover for themselves that created the fake news to pretend like they weren't behind it and that's why they told him? So that is a great question. Why did they tell President Trump about the dossier that they obviously knew was fabricated and they tried to tell him that Russia was trying to blackmail him? So what is up with that? Number 13, what was the briefing done to legitimize the dossier? Who leaked the fact the briefing was about the dossier? Number 14, the New York Times reported last week that Papadopoulos' loose lips were a catalyst for launching the Russia investigation. Was President-elect Trump briefed on this? Well, I think that's a lie from the New York Times, and I don't believe Papadopoulos, quote-unquote, loose lips were the reason for the Russia investigation. So I think that's the New York Times just lying. 15, why did Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson meet with Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya before and after her meeting with Donald Trump Jr.? Yeah, because Fusion GPS was working on getting intelligence on Bill Browder, and Natalia Veselnitskaya was an asset in that investigation. Number 16, why was FBI General Counsel Jim Baker reassigned 2 weeks ago? Was he the source for the first story on the dossier by David Korn on October 31st, 2016, or was it someone else at the FBI? Number 17, why did the FBI stonewall Congress for months before agreeing at the last minute to hand over the Trump-Russia probe documents to the House Intelligence Committee? Could they have been scrubbing that and editing that and not wanting to turn over the full dossier because it might incriminate them? Another great question from Jim Jordan. And then the final question, and the granddaddy of them all as far as bringing dirty human trash Chuck Schumer into the mix. Why did Senator Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democrat Party, publicly warn President-elect Trump on January 3rd, 2017, when you mess with the intel community, they have 6 ways from Sunday to get back at you? So Chuck Schumer says that to President Trump, mafioso style, on television. I think it was on MSNBC. Human trash Chuck Schumer says that. And then 3 days after that, 3 days after Chuck Schumer warned President Trump the intelligence agency has 6 ways of Sunday to getting back at you, 3 days later, James Comey tells the president about this fake dossier, I guess trying to intimidate President Trump and saying that they had blackmail on him. Of course, President Trump knew it was fake news from the beginning. So there are the 18 questions from Jim Jordan on the FBI and Obama Department of Justice collusion and corruption. I would say that we have somewhat of an answer, if not a total answer, to half those questions, but some of them still remain unanswered and really need to be answered. And it's just so relieving to me that you have people like Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, Devin Nunes, who are actually committed, it seems like at least on the surface, to getting the answers for the American people. Who was behind the fake dossier? Who was behind the treason to try to steal the election from the American people and Donald Trump?
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your inner cellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Laid out 18 questions on the dossier, which I think is the Achilles heel of the deep state right now. We're going to take some of your phone calls here in the final segment, but first I got to hit this news blitz. U.S. withholds $65 million from Palestinian aid programs. The Trump administration on Tuesday cut tens of millions of dollars in money for Palestinian refugees, demanding that the U.N. responsible for the programs undertake a fundamental re-examination that came from the State Department. Here's an idea. Regardless of how you feel about funding for Palestinian refugees or working with the UN or any of that, in any other situation, in a business, in your own checkbook, personally, whatever it is, you always want to balance your own budget before you start giving your money away. For some reason, America has just abandoned that principle. I mean, if you were in debt, if you personally were broke and in debt, would you still give all of your money to charity? No, because you have no money to give, yet somehow that's what our government does year after year. So this isn't about, to me at least, whether it be Palestine or Israel, whoever it is, why are we funding all these people? Why are we funding the UN? Why are we paying for the climate Paris agreement when we can't even afford anything here because we're $20 trillion in debt? Department of Homeland Security preparing to arrest leaders of sanctuary cities. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nelson confirmed Tuesday that her department has asked federal prosecutors to see if they can lodge criminal charges against sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal deportation efforts. Well, how about aiding and abetting criminals? How about that? Because that's what's going on here. You are aiding and abetting criminals when you become a sanctuary city, and you're putting Americans second to everyone else. It's really pathetic that that's even a debate. They should all be locked up. Start in California. This was a good story on the National Review. President Trump undoes Obama legacy. I mean, it's just so refreshing to have President Trump just erasing Barack Obama from the history books. Oh, it's so refreshing. Oh my gosh, President Trump saved America, folks. President Obama tried to destroy America. He was well on his way. Hillary Clinton would have put the nail in the coffin. Thank God President Trump has erased Barack Obama from the record books. It will not be too long before it will be like Obama never even existed. So you remember Seal came out and calls out Oprah for being a total fraud. Well, conveniently now, cops are investigating Seal for a sexual battery case. And you read this story, it's totally made up. I'm sorry. I don't believe Tracy Birdsall, and I think this is a direct assault on Seal's character because he had the courage to call out the fake Me Too movement and to call out the fraud Oprah. So I stand with Seal, and I salute Seal, and this is clearly the corrupt deep state Hollywood media complex colluding to attack Seal and make him look bad because he has the wherewithal, the gall, and the cojones to stand up against the corrupt establishment and against corruption in Hollywood and the frauds in the Me Too movement. That's what you get, folks. I'm telling you, as soon as you stand up against these people, they try to ruin your life. Pope begs for forgiveness for irreputable harm from sex abuse. So yeah, you got all these stories of the Catholic Church, you know, raping children, raping kids. You know, they had the big sex scandal in Chile. You had like the number two to the Pope, having the orgies in the apartments. And so the Pope just says, forgive us. Just forgive us. Come on. We're okay here. I'll tell you what. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive the Catholic Church. And you know what? Maybe I'll even go back to a Catholic Church. Open up the archives. Open up the archives at the Vatican, open up all of the basement archives, open up the Vatican to the public, tear down your wall, let the public see all the secret information that you're keeping in the basement of the Vatican, let us see all that secret information, let us see all that secret history, and then I'll forgive you. Not counting on it, though. How do you explain this? Mermaid academies are a real thing. So now there is the Sirens of the Deep Mermaid Camp. And you pay to be a mermaid. I theorize that with the Snapchat filters where you can make yourself a dog or make yourself a cat, and with now with the new iPhone, you can just turn your face into a dog and everything. This is where people are going to go psychologically. They're going to start to relate to that in their head, and then they're literally going to want to be a dog. And if we continue down this liberal destruction of humanity agenda, then people will literally start having surgeries to become dogs. And just like everything else, South Park somehow ahead of the curve. They did the episode where the guy wants to become a dolphin. It's classic stuff. Oakland supermarket clerk fired for trying to stop shoplifter. Well, yeah, don't you know it's the year 2018? Sit down and shut up. How dare you try to stop that shoplifter? How dare you have a gun in your home to protect your family? That's radical for you to protect yourself with a firearm. You should let a robber rob your house. You should let a shoplifter rob your supermarket. Don't stand up for it. Don't defend yourself. Be a cuck. This is the United States of Cuckland. No, it's the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave. Nice try. You tried to destroy us. We're back stronger than ever. Oh, and then you see this. Pennsylvania police hunt pair who scooted away with other shoppers' cash credit cards. So you've got these two perps riding around stores in the motorized shopping carts stealing credit cards. If that's not a crime of the 21st century, I don't know what is. Here it is. Zoolander becomes real life. Male model accused of murdering up and coming rival male model. So the movies and the television shows and all the craziness is actually becoming reality now. Zoolander in real life. All right, we got time to squeeze in a couple phone calls. Let's start with Matt calling in from Iowa. Yeah, Matt, I mean, President Trump did a cognitive test. Do you think Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters would do one?
Yeah, I'd love to see that because Pelosi looks like the grandma that got dropped off at a nursing home.
Pelosi looks like the grandma that got dropped off at the nursing home 20 years ago.
Yeah. As far as your buddy Schumer, I just wouldn't want to buy a used car from him.
I wouldn't buy a pastrami sandwich from him. If he was a deli man, as soon as I walked into the deli and I saw Chuck Schumer, I'd walk out.
Yeah, I'm right.
I wouldn't buy a bottle of water that was sealed from Chuck Schumer. No, but you know what? Seriously, though, you've got California totally falling apart. 1 in 4 people are in poverty. You have homeless cities in San Francisco, Los Angeles. You get arrested for feeding the homeless in San Diego. They still give funding for non-citizens, yet they run at a $60 billion plus deficit. Why aren't the leaders in California subjected to a cognition test when they have completely destroyed that state? And now you have people in California outside of the libtard areas like LA and San Francisco saying, we're done with California. We want to succeed from California, not from the United States, just from these cities like LA and San Francisco that are destroying the entire state. Those leaders need to be tested for their cognition. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and maybe Dianne Feinstein. She seems to be okay. But Pelosi and Waters need to be tested for their cognitive abilities immediately and fired for what they've done to California.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, only a libtard would disagree. All right, final caller. Thanks for the call, Matt. Final caller, John in Tennessee. Final caller, close it out, John.
Hey, Owen. Could we ask for a more transparent president? The guy goes out and says, hey, doc, go out, answer every single question. The guy was out there for like 50 minutes plus.
Yeah, he did a whole long press conference, like an hour long. See, that's what I'm saying. He even took the abuse from the liberal media.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe President Trump could bring television crews in to film live meetings. Oh, wait, he already does that. Maybe President Trump could bring film crews in to make a big story of it every time he signs an executive order. Oh, wait, he already does that. Maybe President Trump could tweet out what he's thinking in order to keep the American public informed on what's going through his head. Oh, wait, he already does that.
Yes, and I want him to be as impulsive as he is. It is his best attribute. And the fake media can say all they want. We're smarter than that. That's the four.
Well, and the best thing about his impulsiveness too, John, thank you so much for the call. Sorry to cut you short here. We just got to go. The best thing about his impulsiveness too is every time he has an impulsive response, every time he has an impulsive reaction to something and then puts it out there, it triggers the liberal media into absolute chaos and madness where they look at him and they say, oh my gosh, look at this crazy individual. Look at how impulsive he is. And so they're like, oh my gosh, he's crazed, he's impulsive. Then they are the ones that become crazed. They are the ones that embarrass themselves. They are the ones that people look at and say, whoa, what is wrong with you? Not President Trump. So even when he's impulsive, if it seems crazy, they overwhelm it because they're the crazy ones. So I completely agree. Thanks to everyone that tuned in the War Room. Fake News Awards tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/